As an occupational therapist, Amanda Pariseau has long been aware of how many challenges people with disabilities face every single day. And then the Philadelphian was hit by a stray bullet, which paralyzed her from the waist down. Now she uses her experiences to advocate for better disability inclusion, awareness, and adaptive activities. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
Amanda Pariseau is on a 10-foot longboard surfboard on the beach in Wildwood, New Jersey. She's wearing a bright pink rash guard. A group of other people form a circle around her and grip the edges of the board. Then they hoist the board into the air and carry her toward the water. They bring her out a couple hundred yards into the ocean, wait for a good wave, and send her off to surf it back to shore. Pariseau is here for the annual Life Rolls On event, which encourages adaptive surfing. There are a dozen other groups in the water, and all of the surfers have disabilities from injuries, illnesses, or genetic conditions.
And it feels inclusive. It feels like you're not different from anybody else.
As an occupational therapist and professor at Jefferson Health, Pariseau had long been aware of the challenges her patients face on a daily basis and how they could be excluded from activities that are not made accessible. But now she experiences these things firsthand. In 2021, she was resting on a park bench after a game of kickball with friends, and then she heard gunshots.
I immediately felt a sting in the side of my body. I just lost complete control of my lower body and fell backwards. And I felt a swoosh of numbness just go down from my hips to my toes as I laid there, unable to get up. With these flashes of my experiences with spinal cord injury and picturing my patients who have been in wheelchairs, knowing I have a spinal cord injury.
As her friends called an ambulance, Pariseau says she already knew she was paralyzed, already knew what rehab would look like, and she was already thinking about her future in a wheelchair.
I've seen people with spinal cord injuries independent, and I just knew a lot, so I was able to really focus on that and my rehabilitation in a positive way based on the positive things that I had seen before.
Recovering physically from her injury was one thing, but adjusting to life without the use of her legs is still a work in progress.
Having to do my daily routine differently, go to the bathroom differently, do transfers, chance of possibly falling. There's days where my wheelchair brakes don't work and I have a fall while I'm getting ready to go to work. And that just really sets somebody back, and you just end up crying instead, and then But you still have to push on and go to work.
Getting involved in programs and initiatives aimed at making daily life and activities more accessible for people with disabilities has become her passion. She's advocated for more accessible walkways and business entrances and helps lead sports camps for kids in wheelchairs. Pariseau is learning there's a lot of support for this cause. For example, when she posts about it on her neighborhood's Facebook page.
Hey, if anybody wants to get involved in getting ramps for the neighborhood, and you get an influx of people, and there's just so many people that just want to know and understand better, who just have no idea. So that's been really something that I've been focusing on, is just educating the general public.
Pariseau has participated in the Life Rolls On event a few times now and loves it. But this year is even more special because she's spending the day with her friend, Kim Houck, whose youngest son, Robin, was born paralyzed from the waist down. He's now 3. Houck says they came to the surfing event for the first time last year.
When we heard of this and saw just how inclusive it was just, we were part of the family from the moment we stepped on the beach, and that made us feel really included and we could do it. It wasn't difficult. For once, something wasn't difficult. We felt like we were just like everyone else.
Pariseau says seeing Robin and others get this experience and realize that they can do things is a big part of her motivation in spreading awareness and bringing disability support to more people. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.